This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. This is Friday morning. It's just after 10 o'clock. Sex talk with John T. Searle and a whole gaggle of really beautiful and naughty people in the studio this morning, which is what we really love. Unradio, unscripted, and this morning, without a doubt, uncensored. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
That was sexy.
That was sexy.
That
hey?
Was hot. Ooh.
La la. You bring your inner sexy today, Tamar.
Absolutely.
You bring my inner sexy out.
There we go.
There we go.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, John T and everybody else.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Anastasia just got
what's
the
What's good about it? There's just hands floating around. I don't know what's happening.
Around your boobs. That's a good thing.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But Lisa, they're not your hands.
Yes.
We can remedy that.
We're getting started early today.
We're leaving that for the swinger sex position of the day.
That's it. I have an idea for the swinger sex because one of my fantasies.
Ooh, so you're going to partake today, John T.
It's for John T's birthday. It's for John T's birthday.
I'm going to watch you all.
You're going to direct it.
That's it.
Just because it's your birthday.
That's it. And special guests, Jaco and Lisa from Club Row. Morning, guys.
Morning.
It's
good morning.
Cool. Why are you looking so low there?
and low in chair, not low in personality.
Yeah, there's probably a handle underneath that you can use to lift it up.
Jonty, men should know their place. Just let him. He's a strong, confident man. He can be lower than us for a second.
Okay. So this is going to get interesting, I can tell. Okay, so let us begin with this.
Ninja sex. Chocolate starfish. Twitter bag. Calipagium.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
vegetarian. Today's dirty dictionary word is vegetarian.
Dirty dictionary word.
Any idea what a vegetarian is?
Me.
Someone that likes veg.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I know the answer.
That's
it's me.
A little bit more than that. Any idea what a vegetarian is?
Well, I think I qualify as one, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is someone that likes to eat a lot of pussy.
Pretty much, yeah, but a little bit more than that. But you're getting there. You're on the right track. Anastasia?
Yeah, John T. I was going to say that I think it's a very similar concept to a cunning linguist.
You're pretty close. Yeah, we're getting there. There's one more. There's one more leap that we need.
Ooh, multiple vegetables at the same time.
No, you only have one tongue, one mouth, can only fit in one place
one
time.
But you've got two hands, like
yeah,
two
you
hands.
You do, but this is...
you've got two feet.
But as soon as we have the Aterian at the end, we know it's concerned with eating. Mm. So, we're getting there. There's one more jump that we need.
I just think it's a person that lives and survives on pussy juice. That's it. It's just that.
Are you getting closer?
Thank
getting
are you describing things? Me right now?
Yeah, I've
you're
seen it
closer.
Happening.
Okay, she's getting closer. Yeah. Like a breatharian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, interesting. So, please join our conversation on
0861-555-189, or you can tweet us at ErosLifeSA, at CliffCentral.com, and at Lisa the Lesbian. I keep forgetting your Twitter handle, so go ahead and say it, please.
It's at Anaphylaxis, with you at the end.
There we go. Jeez,
without the shock. No, we got the shock there.
I am.
Or you
the
can
shock.
Just you can scream our name in orgasm and we will come.
And that's
next week.
Okay. You wouldn't be the first or the last.
Ooh, the next week expanded orgasm live.
Expanded orgasm live. First time in the world.
Yo.
We'll talk about that at the end of the show. Okay.
Mm. Ooh. And we already have a special addition to that.
Yeah.
That somebody, I wonder who, is gonna have
a rocket. How do you call it? A bullet? How do you say?
Oh, yes. We're going to get tomorrow one of those little vibrating
somebody. You're bullet. Not even listening. Oh, radio.
We're going to get somebody a little bullet. So during the show, we can control the little bullet, Junty, and just go zzzz.
No, we'll see if we can talk, you know, if somebody slash me have the opportunity without being really, you know, without being an English speaker anyway and really can't pronounce myself properly, you know, vocabulary and everything, talk in radio while it's inside and orgasming stuff and let's see.
Sorry, I totally ruined that for you.
Yeah, you ruined it because you're busy on your phone.
I'm busy tweeting about
the show. I don't care. You know what? We started
back to Jonty.
Okay, girls. See, that's why I have to deal with it every Friday morning. Isn't it fun?
You wouldn't trade us in for the world.
I would not. That's
the simple
truth.
I could think of a lot more fun things to do with a bunch of girls.
Yeah, but
me too.
Yeah, but this is the foreplay. This is the foreplay. So you've got to have the foreplay. So, swingers, the lifestyle, threesome swapping, what is that all about? Have you ever thought about it? Have you done it? Fantasy of yours? Because we know when we spoke about fantasies last week, sex with more than one person is quite high on the list. Sex with strangers is quite high on the list, and this offers an opportunity for that. How do you talk about it? How do you talk to your partner? How do you open the conversation? And I'm going to share something really special. It's been a long time since I have had a first experience in a swingers club. I did last week, courtesy of you guys.
Awesome.
But it's nowhere near what you think it is.
It was your birthday week.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was nowhere near what you think.
Okay. So we're going to go around and take guesses as to what actually happened.
No, because you're never going to come close. Because you all have these dirty little minds that go straight to the
gutter.
Yeah,
we are the ones that have the dirty little mind. Well, you have a big dirty mind.
It's the opposite of that. His first experience of not experiencing anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you ended up in the kitchen making toasted sandwiches.
Okay, so we have our first offer. Divan wants to swing with Tamar.
Okay, who does not?
There we go.
There are a few people mentioned
so,
they don't.
This is nothing new. This has been going on since there have been people having sex. Quite simple. Okay. So what exactly is swinging? How do we define it? Generally as having sex with somebody other than your partner, with more than one person? How would you define it? Because it's quite hard to actually define.
Oh, they're so sweet. They're like, no, you go. Yeah. No, you go. No, you go, honey. That's a nice couple.
Well, there's different levels, or let's not call it levels, let's call it categories of
different swinging. Yeah, that's really important.
Yes, because it's not a race to get to the end and say, listen, it's a free-for-all, you can do what you want, and it isn't. It
and that's so much the perception that people have.
Yes.
Because I had a conversation with my friend Lisa last week, which is not the first time I've had the same conversation with so many people. And the perception was that you walk into a swingers club and there is just sex happening all over the place and somebody's going to grab you and it's just going to go happen and it's going to go mad.
I wish. And
yeah.
I wish.
Where do you sign?
Yeah, and that is so far.
Damn it, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. Yeah. Even Lisa was shocked.
Yeah. So, because some people go because they love to be in the environment because it's sexual and they'll never do anything with anybody else.
Yes. To get back to the categories, well, for our club, I can't speak for the other clubs, but for our club, we find a lot of non-lifestylers, a.k.a. vanilla. I'm not too sure if we should brand them. But
curious people, people in transition, yeah. People that are still investigating.
Fine. It's fine. The label police are here.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm watching. I've got claws.
I am now a vanilla lesbian.
I think vanilla is an acceptable term, but if they're sitting in a swingers club, then they're probably more like French vanilla.
French vanilla because of French showers?
Or maybe Israeli vanilla, who am I to say?
Exactly. You don't want a lot of Israeli vanilla.
French vanilla will, fair chance, be a little bit more delicate. Yes. Israeli vanilla is like a tank.
I was just going to say, there's nothing vanilla about tomorrow, okay?
You know what? I'm just going to prove you wrong. That's all I can say.
Okay, so.
Can I watch?
Yeah, of course you can.
Can I join?
Of course you can. Why are we not starting now? I don't know. Okay, we'll do it just now in the presentation.
We're going live on Periscope in 2 seconds.
Let's leave the whole show and just do webcamming.
Okay, well, you guys can. And I'll just sit here and talk for the next hour.
You can do the dubbing.
Now you know what makes us all very excited, hey?
We do.
Lisa is
great. Wow, that escalated quickly.
Well, not because of you, French vanilla.
So, to come back to it.
Thank you.
the different levels or categories of swinging.
Yes.
You have your soft play, which is no penetration with other people.
So that's touching, kissing, licking, sucking, no
absolutely.
Penetration.
No penetration, just playing with other people. Hands, mouth, whatever you want, toys, just no actual penetration as such. Then you have full swapping, which is with penetration. Then you have orgies, which is a group of people. That would be three or more people. That do everything and anything.
No, three or more is a threesome. It can't be an orgy.
Okay, well then four and more.
Yeah. Well, no, I would say that four is like a couple swap. So I'd say an orgy is five and above. That's my personal.
Okay, well.
So we're an orgy right now.
Yes, we would definitely be an orgy.
We will qualify.
Anything more than the norm or classified norm, which is two, would be an orgy.
Which would be an interesting thing because we do this from time to time. What would the collective noun for swingers be? Would it be an orgy of swingers? Would it be a grope of swingers?
It would be fucking awesome. That's what it would be. Okay? It would be just fucking awesome. Just leave it.
There we go.
Let's talk about the thing itself. Let's leave the definition. Sorry, Anastasia.
Yeah, no, no. Again, the categories will define where you play and where your boundaries are. Because that's what lifestyle is all about, boundaries. There are boundaries, lots of them. Unlike to the belief of the most, that there aren't any boundaries. There are many boundaries. And that is what makes it a safe thing for your relationship and makes it grow.
And that's the biggest thing, is the fact that you have so much choice in it.
And the biggest thing is respect. Respect for yourself and respect for others. Mm. It's not a free-for-all that you just can... I reckon in the lifestyle there's more rules and regulations, or not as per se rules, but respect and dignity than what there is out there in the street. Because what's happening in the normal clubs, people, you for a lady, you go to the bathroom and you get groped. At a club you won't, because there's respect.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because so many people come and ask me, so if I want to come and do this as a single person or as a couple, how do I get involved? Where do I start? And how safe is this? And I tell people that as a generalization, the swingers clubs are the safest place that a woman can be in this country, because you can literally dance naked on the dance floor and nobody is going to come near unless you say it's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have to really get into the microphone thing here. You've got to be such good friends with this microphone.
I think it's very important to know what you want. Mm. So people say, no, let me just go and I'll kind of see where I am. No, no. Start with knowing and understanding and checking the rules with your partner and first of all with yourself, because so many couples get to swing or get to sex clubs and it is fantasy or sex club. It is.
And it can be terrifying and overwhelming.
Of course.
As exciting as it is, because you have no clue how it all works and what do you actually do. So let's go back to the very beginning. So let's say that we are in a relationship. I'm talking to you.
Dr. Anastasia.
Not my type, Gianti. We've been through that.
Anastasia and I are in a relationship.
Every single week. All right,
well,
fine.
You know,
we can work with that.
I'm persistent.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Eventually.
Let's have a little chat about consent.
That's it. I haven't crossed any boundaries yet.
No, you're sitting across the table.
That's it. So,
there's so much equipment.
So let's say that we are in a relationship. One of us brings this idea up.
John T. brings this idea up.
Okay.
Of course. And he doesn't
This is a fantasy, okay? You're killing it.
That's my job. I'm the feminist buzzkill, remember?
Yes.
That's why you bring me in here.
Okay, so theoretically.
And one person says, oh, God, I can't wait to go and do this. And I think it really is so exciting. The other person goes, oh,
fuck you.
And then they're actually speechless. And the first thing is often, well, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'm not enough.
Yeah, and that's often the first thing. And I think one of the things we have to understand is so often it's not about that there's anything wrong or that there's anything lacking. Because one of the important things to know is that if you have cracks in your relationship and you are really bored with each other and your relationship is not doing well, this is not the thing to go and do, because any cracks that are there are going to be magnified.
Yes.
And whatever's there is going to come rushing out in a big, big way.
Hmm.
So you have to be kind of clear and strong with each other first. That is really, really important. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you have this conversation, it sometimes simply means that you just would like there to be a little bit more in your life.
And it's there to enhance your relationship, not to break it down.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because if we can grow as individuals and if we can grow together, our relationship is going to be sustainable.
So we talk a lot about this in previous weeks, and really when it comes to a lot of issues around sex and sexuality, there's a lot of apprehension and there's a lot of feeling self-conscious. And I think the point that's really coming out here is, how do you broach the subject without making the other partner feel defensive or feel threatened? Because these things are really so tied up. We bundle up romance and sexuality and every kind of attraction. And then obviously with societal expectations on single partner relationships and monogamy and everything altogether. And something like this, at first glance, it can seem really radical. And I think it's very easy to interpret that as a threat on my position in the relationship.
Absolutely.
So I think it might be interesting to give us a little bit of perspective on how you kind of negotiate those kind of conditions.
So my first response to that is, you said my place in the relationship. So I'm really glad, because that's kind of acknowledging the possibility of relationship.
My place in the hypothetical relationship. Let's just be clear. Lisa is making eyes at you. She's not happy.
I'm always happy.
Well, that's between you and Lisa. Yes. I'm not getting involved in
that. No, but you know what? I must be honest, from my experience, if I was in a relationship and then went to a sex club, I think that I would feel uncomfortable. So I'm really glad that my first experience was as a single person, going there, understanding it, knowing what it's about, and that it's not just one big fuck face and that you're actually safe. I mean, walking in there, from the second I walked into the club, I felt like I was at home. I felt safe. You know, I felt like if anything I was uncomfortable with, I had a space to say, hey, no, whatever, you know. So I think that is kind of somewhere to start. So if it's something you're interested in, maybe experiencing as a single person first and kind of just knowing for yourself and then slowly broaching the topic with a new partner as you join, you know, get into a relationship.
But that's my advice, and it'll be interesting to hear your guys' take on it. We've had some discussions about this, and I think we kind of agree on a lot of the way things should be in this.
Yeah.
That you have the discussion with your partner, you open the door, and then you leave it. Because you let them think about it. And very often, even though their first thing is no, you say, okay, that's fine. And you plant a little seed. And there's something exciting in this for almost every one of us. What do you think?
Okay. Sure. There's quite a few things to answer in just a few little bit of that was said now. But to start off with, the mind is the playground for nasty thoughts and insecurities and what have you. So the first thing you want to do is develop a kind of relationship where you're completely open and honest with your partner. That is key number one, is communication.
Yeah.
With communication comes trust. If you can't communicate, your trust is not there either. So those two go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other, first of all. Second of all, as far as the mind's concerned, you need to be secure and confident in yourself, and you need to know how to take control of your negativity in your mind. So if your mind says to you, he wants to be with someone else, or she wants to be with another man because I'm not big enough or tight enough or whatever, because that's the first thing that we always think, or we're not pretty enough, or I'm too skinny, or I'm too fat, or that kind of thing.
Brings up the fears.
Absolutely. Which we all have, every single one of us, even people who are in the lifestyle. At some point, we are going to have that. We are human. So facing that and realizing that this is our mind playing nasty tricks on us is the second hurdle that we have to deal with and get over. Once that is done, being able to sit down with your partner and say to him, this is what I'd like. If you can't speak, and there are so many couples that we come across that are interested but afraid and don't know how to get into it. If you can't speak openly to your partner about your fantasies and what you're in the like, you are living a lie. And you're also, most importantly, which is what the clubs give you the space to do, you're not allowing yourself to be yourself freely, completely, as the person you're meant to be. The clubs give you that environment, but most importantly, you being honest with yourself and your partner give yourself that space to be able to be yourself completely.
So
freely.
One of the really important things that is about this, and I'm going to put you guys on the spot in exactly 9 minutes' time, so I'm giving you 9 minutes' warning.
We have for what? They are... waiting for what? 9 minutes? They're going to have sex here?
Shall we get undressed in
Yes, what's happening?
Yes, okay, start. Great. I'm going to periscope this.
Okay. So 9 minutes' time, we are doing a real sex story. Real sex story is either an experience or a fantasy.
You know what we should just do is one day have a real sex story in the studio happening.
There's no reason why not.
No reason why not.
We're going to do live orgasms. Why not live sex?
So you've got 9 minutes to think about it.
Okay. I'm getting hot and wet already. I thought of it.
So
you're challenging definitely the wrong people.
One of the very interesting things about what you've said is about being who we really are.
Absolutely.
So it brings up this fascinating discussion that we keep on having in so many ways. Are we really meant to be monogamous as human beings? Is that part of who we are? And what this environment does and what the lifestyle does is it allows you to have that expression, but in openness, because the cheating and the affair is what's more destructive to a relationship.
But I want to bring the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not for everybody.
No, it's not
a lot
for
of people. No, but a lot of people think, oh, okay, so I'm curious and I'll start as a single person and I'll just go there and I'm open about what I want. So I'll, you know, maybe just express what I want with everybody and be maybe harassing people or, you know what I mean? It's people are listening and thinking, okay, because we always talk about open up, talk more. And there's something that is extremely important to understand. As you said, Diaco, in the beginning, rules and boundaries are actually even more. The respect and friendship, I call it my fucking family. Okay, when I go visit, when I go to visit Swingers Club, I just say it's my fucking family because those people, I want to talk to them. I want to learn from their experience. I want to understand what is the journey they have been, you know, they have been going through. Mm. And in the end of the day, I would like to connect in the most sexual way and to go to beyond my wildest dreams, but only if I respect those people. So it's actually so much about working on being a more decent, honoring person.
Yeah. And that's what so many people say, that often it's more about the friendship than the sex.
Oh, that is so true. That's so funny. I spoke to so many people at the club and that's exactly what they said to me.
Because the sex is actually quite easy to get or to have. The friendships are not.
The connecting.
Yeah. And to have a friendship that you can be open with, that you can share all of these thoughts, these ideas, these desires, that you don't have to walk on eggshells, you don't have to watch what you say, but to have that space, whether you have sex with them or not. And sometimes you might play with a couple once, and that's it. Now we can be friends.
Yes. Another thing also is, and this often comes up in chatting with people, is that especially for the people that are new in the lifestyle and people that have been in the lifestyle for a very long time who don't have friends anymore, who aren't in the lifestyle. After a period of time, you land up not being friends with them anymore. And people say, but why? Now, you'll be sitting outside there, wherever you are right now, you might be sitting in a coffee shop. And you might want to think something or say something. But because of society and what you've been taught is okay and not okay to say and do and what have you, you won't. You'll just keep quiet and think it. Being in the lifestyle and being around people that are in the lifestyle, like-minded, gives you the space and the openness to be able to say and do what you think and feel within a respectful and dignified way. So I can be sitting at a table with friends or family and I might have a dirty thought in my mind. For example, I'm sitting here right now with this mic right up against my mouth.
Udushé, sure, what is that dirty thought?
I'm sure it could fit inside if I open my mouth wide enough. I could have lots of fun. But if I'm sitting at a table.
Draw for this one, but still.
No, I don't know so much.
I'm already practicing.
Oh, no.
No, not quite. But I could do other things with it.
I'm sure either way.
Our point is that you'd be sitting at a table and you'd want to say something that you won't say because society says it's not okay. Mm. You get labeled. And
I'm just, you know.
Stretch a little bit more.
I'm showing the viewers.
We're
going to
tweet it out right now.
Tamar,
how big Tamar's
mouth
is.
Jaws.
And the
exercise
mic
of my morning.
Yes. A little wider. From the side.
But it goes both ways. Hey, you have to also do that. The other side of it, because you know we go both ways. Lisa is doing the female version. Lick, 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 lick. There we go. We're gonna tweet it now.
You need to specify which Lisa. You're
okay,
Lisa,
Lisa,
and
Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're both pronounced Lisa with a
really?
Z.
Really?
Oh, you're
South
African
thing.
Top, eh?
It's spelled with the S, but it's pronounced with a Z.
Okay, Lisa.
Italian,
so we're gonna
She's
say
Italian,
Lisa
yeah.
Rome.
Get that right.
I'm gonna get that right, chick. Okay, so that's Lisa Rome.
Yes.
And that's Lisa the lesbian.
That was so hard to remember.
And they actually become at some point quite interchangeable.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, I was going to say Lisa Rome Bar. Yeah. But yeah. Okay.
But that's it's such an important thing to have a space where we can actually have conversations that allow us that freedom of expression.
Absolutely.
Beyond the actual physical side of actually doing anything sexual.
Yeah.
And what Jaco said in the beginning is so important because there's all these different categories which allow you to create safety in the experience, which allow you to dip a toe in the water, to say, okay, so I don't know that I'm actually ready for a full swap yet. I might not be ready to have sex with someone else. Maybe I actually just want to watch and see what this is all about.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool and exciting. You've got to get into the microphone thing here.
You just keep me wanting to be right in here.
Yeah, she's right there, sweetie. She's right there. And the
Risa, come sit here right next
give
to
a
me
tip.
And I'll show you.
Okay. I want to give an important tip to people that go.
Divan, the periscope is coming.
Divan is always well, carrying on about this periscope. Hey?
Yeah, well, some people just like to see. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you just want to see your boobs.
Okay, no, I'm actually going to show my boobs, but I don't know. It's like okay, then people, my family anyway, will show some of my boobs, some of it. I want to give a tip. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, you know, Yaku and Lisa Rome. by
just say that again.
Sexual. Lisa.
With the breath.
I'm going to so do it right
slowly,
now.
Slowly, one more
seven,
time.
That's, 3 minutes.
That's
3 minutes.
That's like competition for Roxy, I have to tell you.
Wow. I think it's this mic. It's my magic mic. Oh, my God, magic mic. Anyway, so... I don't know what you're
that
talking about.
That just took tomorrow to a whole different place.
Can I just say, when people come to me and ask, come to speak to me, you know,
you
when
do
I
talk,
when I speak, yeah, when I speak, and they ask, what is your secret, or how can I become, can I have more sex, how can I make people like me? So there's two tips. First one is be friendly. Be friendly, be humorous, be open about what you have been thinking about swinging or about your fantasies. Of course, not in an obnoxious way. Second thing is that being creepy or being held back is always something that people detect. Yes. So if you're kind of trying to have a facade or try to create a persona that kind of like you're all cool, but actually you're so fucking eager to, you know,
jump,
hook up with a chick, and you say, oh, my chick would like to have a threesome. I love those people. They go, yes, no, my chick would like to have it. I don't care. I'm cool. Yeah, for fuck's sake. But anyway, so be open about it. Be open about what you want. Try to be as natural as you can.
Yes,
and
honest.
People really detect that. And then they can trust you. The sky's the limits. People you see, they'll start friendly conversations, as you know. And in the end of the day, they end up fucking like all these six people they had beers with and, you know, shooters with. And they had such lovely conversation. They can trust and they can fuck their brains out.
Absolutely.
I hope that was a useful tip.
Yeah. Which brings up something interesting, because the mixture of sex and booze and drugs, because it's, I think it's a really important one to talk about, because this needs to be, for me, my understanding, it needs to be a very conscious context.
Absolutely.
And if you are not going to do anything stone cold sober, do not do it.
Yes.
That's kind 100%. Of really
the problem with alcohol, drugs, people do stuff, then they resent the fact that they did it.
They push boundaries that they wouldn't have if they were in a more sober state. Yeah. So one or two drinks is okay. If you really need to, especially for the newer people.
Half a bottle of tequila too?
Half a bottle of tequila, but
No.
No. Also, no one wants to talk to anybody that doesn't know their last name or can't remember it or stand up straight. You want to be able to hold a conversation. At the end of the day, yes, it's about sex, but a lot of us connect on a intellectual level more than on a physical level. Hmm. Especially as you've been in the lifestyle longer, it's not just about the physique of the person that you're looking at. Hmm. This goes a lot deeper as to the kind of person that they are and what kind of friend that person and personality that person has.
Hmm. And
that's what you're attracted
to. About kind of the really so-called beautiful people in a moment. But now it is time for...
You can watch porn, or you can just listen to the real sex stories.
I really like that jingle. Story time.
I like his voice.
Sure. There have been so many.
So we just want one. Just one.
Okay. I'll start off the most recent, I think, maybe.
Yummy. No,
I think that our introduction to BDSM that night is one to remember. It's one for the books.
It definitely is one for the books. Okay. Let's go with that one.
Let's hear the story.
All right. So we were at a...
Close.
We were at another club before we bought the club. And it was at a BDSM party. Very new to me. Never been to one. I got all dressed up to the tee, fishnet stockings, bodysuits, tights, boots, the whole tutti frutti. Walked in there, got our whole intro and what have you at the club. Got to see a lot of interesting things, some scary and some not. So it would be as a newbie at one of our swingers clubs, same kind of environment, same kind of a fear and what have you, because it is still an unknown world. In that environment, after chatting to a couple of people and looking around and all, Yakut turns around to me and says to me, so are we going to go to the room? And I'm like, no, we can't do that here. This is not what this is about. And he's like, of course that is. Okay, so we go to the room. And, well, yeah, sure, it was mind-blowing. Basically, we started off the play with a little bit of flogging, a little bit of spanking, and then what we call tapping, which is using your fingers over the clitoris and the lips in a tapping sensation. Just in that little bit of play, I was literally climbing him like a monkey with my feet off the floor and climaxing. It was very intense. He would just put, after, I think we were in there for a good 3 hours, after he would just put a little drop of ice water just to drop over the clitoris and run down, and I would orgasm just from that. So once you start orgasming just from the little bit of play over and over and over again, the same thing, again, this is with no penetration other than fingers, hands, and flogging. Climaxing so many times, and what I would definitely say from my experience has been multiple orgasms on so many different levels. I definitely went into a different space. I was not here, and it's a beautiful place, to the point that when we got home, Yaku literally just tickled my arm a little bit. And my expression to that, and the best way for me to explain that, was that every single cell in my body was awake and on. Mm-hmm. And that is the most beautiful experience and feeling. Words cannot come close to actually explaining. Or
Tomas getting all excited.
I'm getting emotional, actually.
Oh.
Emotional.
Yeah. Okay. That's We've got some swinging going on here.
Yeah, so firstly, thank you for sharing that.
No, no problem.
The second thing is, and I need to have a little go at some swingers here.
Yay.
My little moment. Simply because I think that people in that environment are often not quite as open-minded as they think they are.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to a lot of sexual stuff. So they do what they do, but that's kind of all that they do. And they don't learn a lot, and they don't have other experiences. They might just do the same thing with lots of different people, but that's all. And one of the reasons that I got into the lifestyle, beyond kind of personal fun and pleasure and play and exploration and all the rest of it, was very simply to say that this is a world where people are interested in sex.
Yes.
Don't you want to learn as much as you can to have as much fun as you can?
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons that the workshops we do are so important, to teach you that there's so much more. So to have the kind of experience that you had, you need to know some stuff. You need to understand some stuff. You need some skills. You need some technique. You need to learn how to communicate differently. But if you're in this world and if you're in this lifestyle, make it the best that you can.
Absolutely.
And expand your possibilities.
I think you just nailed it. People use sex as their dumpster.
Yes.
Their aggression, put their things that they never dealt with, and then comes a lot of resentment, a lot of jealousy, all these things that are dark. Mm. So they actually, that's why we also know that a lot of rape cases are actually just because of aggression and rage, but you use your sexual tool because it's one of the psychological ways to deal with it.
It's also our most powerful energy to use in any 100%. Form to deal with any kind of emotion.
So when you do this with a level of consciousness, it actually becomes the most amazing place for learning and healing and growth and exploration and expansion of you as an individual and in your relationship because of what the experiences offer you. And sometimes that experience is literally just a conversation. Or just watching something. So you watch something. What is the impact of that on you? What does it make you feel? What does it make your partner feel?
Anastasia, we haven't heard you for a while.
She's very quiet today.
You're like, this is something I would not do for nothing in the world.
Okay. It's like we're having a swinging discussion with a demisexual sitting here squirming very uncomfortably.
You there did chicken out on our party last weekend,
no,
by the
listen.
Way.
But the wonderful thing is that it's an opportunity for growth and expansion. To say, okay, so for example, this makes me a little bit uncomfortable, but there's wonderful growth in that to say, you know, what is that touch in me? Different choices, that's all.
Oh, absolutely. And it's something
and
that we chatted
thing.
About a little bit before coming into studio. But really, being in an environment like that has a very kind of complex interaction.
Yes.
It applies to me, but I think it applies to everyone.
Absolutely.
When it comes to self-confidence and self-esteem. And kind of definitely boundaries come into it.
Mm-hmm.
But just acknowledging that the input that we receive from people around us definitely has an influence on the way we feel about ourselves. Mm. And I think I know for me, you know, I've visited clubs on one or two occasions. I've got friends in the lifestyle. I've witnessed it. I've been able to understand that it's not for me, for various reasons. But really, I know myself well enough to understand that I need to carefully gauge my state of mind before putting myself into a situation mm-hmm. like that. And the important concept there really is that it's one of self-care. And I think when it comes to a lot of these environments, you have to be able to withstand the pressure, because sometimes there is pressure from external sources.
Absolutely.
Come to the club, or once you're in the club, it's just have a drink or come and dance or whatever it is. It's just that little bit further and little bit further. And you can push yourself into territory that you're uncomfortable with. Mm. And I'm not saying that one shouldn't look at pushing your own individual boundaries, but I think you have to take responsibility for yourself, and you have to be able to say, if I'm not comfortable with this, no one is going to make me do it against my will, under coercion or whatever, because sometimes we can be pushed into that situation where we say yes, but we don't want to.
Yeah. Listen, there are a lot of people in the lifestyle who do things to keep their partner happy.
Absolutely.
And that
right.
becomes incredibly
absolutely
destructive.
Right. Absolutely.
Never mind destructive to your relationship, but that destroys your soul.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of sacrifice that I think really is unhealthy. Everyone has to be on board and doing everything that they're doing on their own terms.
Yeah.
And it comes back to that point that I mentioned the C word earlier, but consent. Mm. And I'm, you know this, you follow me on all social media, and I'm very sex positive and I'm very consent centric. And to me, consent is something that can never be implied. Mm. It has to be explicit.
It has to be stated.
You
and
have
explicit.
To say, yes.
Action.
And but you have to keep giving consent.
And that's why people in the lifestyle actually generally, before you even dip your toe in the water, need a whole lot more information and learning how to communicate than you think you do, because it takes your communication mm-hmm. to a whole other level. Because it's every step of the way Sorry. Needs to be with that in mind.
Sorry, Jonty, it's just it triggered in me the question to Yaku and Lee. Lisa Rome, that I'm
no,
still
in.
Lisa,
bye,
Rome.
Lisa Rome.
There we go.
Lisa and Yaku. Yeah. No. I have a real question. Do you find yourself dealing the whole day with people, calling you, SMSing you, my wife, my husband, what should I do? What must I?
Start charging for those services.
Sure.
I don't.
No, your husband was not here at all.
I would never lie, and I would never give
that's great.
Information either.
And that's great to know for our listeners.
Yeah. No. Confidentiality is key, and safety is as well. Although we have got people in the lifestyle that do things without consent.
There are always going to be people like that in every walk of life,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Because you have the cheaters. And the cheaters that don't realize that they're doing something that their wife would really actually want to do as well with them, but they just think that their wife is a prude and would never do it, and little do they know. So, yeah. But yes. Sorry, what was the question again?
That you give free...
distracted mind.
Yes.
Free consultation.
I do.
We're actually putting together a workshop soon that we're going to do about how do you start exploring your sexuality.
Yes.
I'm so glad to know that.
Mm.
And questions are on, I've got on my Facebook, on my private phone, for the people that have got my private phone number at the club. If something happens at the club specifically, where someone has a tiff or is not sure about handling something, we have what we call the intro room, or I like to call it the naughty room. I'll take someone through to that area, and I'll sit down and chat with them and discuss through whatever it is they need to do. So basically do like a coaching or counseling session with them there and then, or send them home and tell them to come back next time. Basically,
naughty room sounds like a place where someone
yes.
needs to be spanked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Naughty room is normally, see, in the lifestyle, you have one person with the foot on accelerator and one on the brake.
Mm.
It's never generally the lady or the guy. It can be either or. Mm-hmm. So the person with the foot on the accelerator is the person actually needs to have the most amount of patience, because they're the one that lose the patience and wants to go, and the person with the handbrake gets the whole name or named as the person who's slowing things down or the handbrake.
And here's something that's interesting, because very often it's opposite to what you think.
Yes.
And very often it's the man with his foot on the brake, because when a woman feels safe...
Yes. Mm. There's an inner beast that comes out of a woman, and every single woman that comes into one of the clubs. Give yourself a matter of coming to the club 2, 3, 4 times, that beast starts coming out. And you start looking at yourself and saying, whoa, who is this? Where did this animal come from?
Great, I got and two or like three more it. Times to go for this beast to come
and you
yeah,
like
check
it.
Them off. Check them off.
No, trust me, it's a beast that we like because it's a place and it's a freedom that we find that we are allowed to be ourselves completely sexually. And as a woman, as a mother, as a whatever, any female form, we are freely to be able to be that person or that being without any judgment whatsoever. And then man looks at you and says, wow, I didn't know you could be like that. And he is the one that normally does.
And that terrifies so many
men. It does. It really does terrify a lot of men. And you probably have a lot of guys out there now thinking, no, really?
But the guys often are the ones who start that whole thing. They start the discussion. They drive it.
Generally, yes.
And then something wakes up and they know that they don't know how to deal with that.
Yes, they do.
And that's why learning about some stuff.
And by the way, for a while, that's okay to say, listen, I'm not ready yet to see you with another man.
It's so important.
I'm going to freak out. I'm going to die.
Taking one for the team is, there's no question about it. You do not do it. No. Ever.
Yeah,
that is the best way to end a relationship.
But Lisa, you know the same that I know, that when it comes to, okay, first time, it's great, because we're talking about becoming a part of the lifestyle, okay?
Yes.
Because it's not supposed to be every day, every week, it can be every few months, okay?
Why not?
Yaku, I know, I'm coming, don't worry.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Looks
now.
Like
no,
that,
next week.
Yeah,
thanks. Thank you,
yes,
Anastasia.
You,
no, but
3 minutes time
so that's
Periscope,
it.
So we're getting there.
Okay, so lifestyle for different people means different things,
yes.
Okay? Different, it's a different thing. But now we've opened the, you know, we've opened the subject, we went a few times, and we get to a place that maybe the woman says, okay, this is my boundary, this is my limit. So many times it will also be, by the way, a deal breaker, or they won't come to the club anymore. They won't come because they are stuck, and then we will need to get to the next healing level.
Yes, and that is where Yaku and I normally give the advice of, generally speaking, people want to go into it, I want to go into a threesome. It's normally a female-female-male play, although it is growing to be a male-male-female play. We normally say to people, and I specifically am very much all for this, rather play with another couple. Yes, finding a couple where you like both the guy and girl is not the easiest thing for anyone, even if you've been in the lifestyle very long. However, you can find two singles, a single guy and a single girl, who get to know each other, go for coffee, go for dinner, get to know each other, get comfortable, and then use that as a couple to play with. Another option also is then to start off slowly, massage. By swapping with the other couple and just doing massage and not touching any of the private areas. That already is putting you in a comfort zone where you are comfortable or getting comfortable, someone else putting their hands on you.
That's something we do so much, and it is so important because of how it allows you to gently go beyond those boundaries with so much safety.
Yes.
And then you take a step back and you talk about how you felt.
Absolutely.
What you enjoyed, what was uncomfortable.
Yes. And as you progress and as the massage becomes more comfortable, you then take it to the next level where you then start on the soft play. Or, you know, just using your hands or only using your mouth with someone else. Sometimes this doesn't even have to be that much. Sometimes it can just be swapping and kissing someone else. Just seeing a partner in the very beginning kissing someone else can be quite shocking to someone who's completely, completely new and has never done anything. Or seeing your partner kiss another woman. The two girls getting into each other.
It's a mindfuck. You need to take those boundaries one by one. You can't predict what's going to happen. Most people don't have the capacity to know how they're going to feel, and you need to go through those, just break those walls.
You could never know. And the amount of questions and hurdles that you come into play that you'd come unprepared to think about or even foresee now as a new person in the lifestyle, that is why the coaching and the work that we do all together is so vital and so important, because it allows people to think of other things that they don't think of before the time.
So here was my first at a swingers club. So you have to know, I've been involved in the clubs for a long, long time, and in the lifestyle, and private parties, and house, and all sorts of things. For my own pleasure and exploration, especially in the beginning, no question. I don't play that much anymore, but the environment is so important for me simply because of the freedom that it offers people. And because the work that I do, it's almost for me like a personal responsibility to be part of this, to help along the way. And that's a huge thing for me. So when I say I had a first experience and everybody thinks it was like this extreme thing, because not a whole lot that I haven't done. What was my first in a swingers club? Watching a live comedy show.
Oh,
good.
Oh, yes, that's
right.
Oh, yeah, you
said so. There we go. There was a live comedian in the club.
And he was
better
awesome.
Than a dead comedian, and I should think.
Yeah. Well, with some comedians,
yeah,
being
on
dead
the
would be absolutely
yeah, I
there.
Agree with, yeah.
There's no question. But this guy wasn't bad. And in the club, you could have so much fun if
was
you're really
naked?
Smart. He
was
not.
Naked.
I don't know that there are too many people who'd want to see him naked, with all due respect.
That could have been the joke.
Yaku says, no go.
Yeah.
It would be a distraction.
That's
a destructive distraction.
And when I thought about it, I thought, so my first thought is, why? And then I thought, the awesome thing is it shows that there's so much more to being in a club than just going to have sex. Because it was wonderful people having a laugh, and then they went and did whatever else.
Brilliant idea, by the way.
I thought his best line, because there were two couples sitting like way off on the side, and the two women started making out, and he said that was the best heckle he has ever had in his career, and he's been heckled lots, and I have no doubt he's been. That was the best heckle ever. And I thought it was really such a cool thing to do beyond, firstly, all the strippers and things I think are so boring.
Well, some of them are great, but you can see it anywhere. You can see it in the Grand, you can see it in stripper clubs.
So I thought to do something like that was just awesome. So well done, guys.
Thank you.
My first in a swingers club. Hmm. Time to periscope something.
Yay, my
Sex
favorite
of the week.
Part of the week.
There we go.
My favorite. And everybody, you'll see, everybody becomes extremely awkward now. But I'm having a great time, and you guys are going to have a great time.
So absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so Jonty, tell us that fantasy.
Okay, so is the link being...
The link is out to everybody. Go to my Twitter page. T, would you just retweet me quick,
please? So, at Lisa the Lesbian, at Eros Life SA. The Twitter is... The Periscope link is going out. My little fantasy for today is an oral daisy chain.
Oh, God. Now that's something
that
difficult
bad,
to do.
So
no, we did it in our fantasy show in Sex, but we tried. You taught the actors. It was really amazing.
I want an.
I just
I
have
would
to say
like
the
to
following.
See
sorry, Jonty.
An oral daisy chain.
Mm-mm. So as we're sitting here, the only thing I tweeted out was sex positions, swinger style, and it started going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
It's just going up and up.
But
and
we need
up
to lie down for that. That's
yes,
like
so
a complicated
on
one.
So this is.
Are you ready?
An oral daisy chain.
Okay, with clothes, so it's a bit of Zentai.
Yeah.
I am recording this, so I can't lay that.
Okay. Wait a second. I will be the cameraman.
No. Anastasia.
Yes. I will be the cameraman.
You have never...
No, you
you
want to
get in on
this.
No. You've never taken part in any of the sex positions.
Excuse me. I did the broomstick.
So, I want mouth to genitals, mouth to genitals,
did the broomstick.
Mouth to genitals.
As the demisexual, I have a right to sit this one out.
Okay. An oral daisy chain. This is what I want to see, and this is going out on Periscope. So... First one is getting ready, and this is going to be Jonty's little oral fantasy daisy chain. So here we go, and they're all coming to watch or join in. See us doing cartwheels outside, coming to join in the daisy chain. There we go. Come on, Lisa, there's a first time for everything. Get into the daisy chain. There we go. Everybody is involved in the daisy chain. Cliff Central Sex Talk Daisy Chain. There we go. Everybody's involved. Everybody's having a good time. So are you guys actually kind of getting into the... I want to see what's happening here. That was quick. Fantastic. Well done. Well done, everybody.
We are clever kids, Jonty. It's
absolutely
just going to each other's genitals and...
There we go. So we all know how
I'll
to do
that
this.
Again.
Or, you know, it depends on the size. We don't judge.
Fantastic.
Yaku has...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know what? This is...
Yaku, thank you. You'll see a lot of chicks coming looking for you
this
next
is,
week.
It's a really big discussion, this, and it actually, we've kind of just scratched on the surface of things. So,
it is very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah, so first thing is, where do people go to get more information about you guys, about the club? What's the website?
It's www.clubrome.co.za. You go to the About Us icon and you'll have everything you want to know about the club and the lifestyle there.
And we have actually started doing some workshops at the club.
Yes, we have.
Which is really, really cool. So the next one is going to be in 2 weeks' time. This week we did a beautiful yoni massage for women. And in 2 weeks' time we are doing it for guys.
A lingam massage.
There we go.
See, I'm learning. Yummy.
You're learning. And we are doing that in 2 weeks. Another good website in South Africa is zenites.co.za, www.zenites.co.za. Lots of information about stuff happening around the country.
Like in Cape Town, if you want to swing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Durban, what's happening there? Because okay. it is all over. And there's
yeah,
a lot
there are
of people
a few clubs,
doing
and it's important to. Actually, we're going to pop links to clubs yeah, around stuff. The country yeah. and stuff so people can. Maybe yeah. they're not enjoying
it. And I think it's going to be really awesome one day. We're actually going to go, if not do a live show from the club, but actually go and do some interviews with people there. That when we come back to this topic in a little while,
good idea. Can,
and I think it'll awesome. Be awesome. You know, where people came from, why they started, how they started, what's happened to their relationship, things like that will be really, really cool. I think that'll be
the inside
fantastic.
Story.
Fantastic, yeah. And that'll be.
I was quite intrigued because in Sexpo there was interesting representation. There was. You guys were there. There's another club.
Poison. Yeah.
Which is very different, but there are a few clubs. There's Pharaohs, there's Poison, there's Club Rome. And it's important that people will chat and see what is their connection. I know there's a lot of single guys looking for information. They usually find themselves in Kiwi Poison, I think. but it's cool that you can they can connect you guys and talk because there's nothing like be able to speak to somebody. Like that's how I started and I know that I can. Yes, Yaku?
And I reckon the big thing about single guys, maybe this is a heads up, Jonty, I'm putting you on the spot here. How
Absolutely.
About etiquette for single guys? How to behave yes. as a single guy? For example, when is the appropriate time to send a dick pic?
Never. Okay. The answer is never. No one wants to see that. Keep it in your pants.
Only when I asked it and only when I'm touching myself and I want to see it while I'm climaxing, basically.
So while you're actually there busy. Then it's a different story.
Watch the Club Rome website and watch eroslife.co.za because very soon we will put a link up for an evening that we're going to do, which will be about how do you dip your toe into this. So for people who have never thought about this, as a couple, as a single woman and as a single man, and we'll take you through how do you actually behave, what do you do, what's okay, what's not. Because in one simple rule for single men, you sit quietly.
It is a privilege to play with someone.
That's
it's
right.
not your right to just and bulge in.
Yeah, and the simple truth Thanks, is so yeah, many cool. guys think that they're going to walk in and just because they got a cock, somebody's going to jump on top of them. I got news for you.
And that goes the same for the single ladies, though.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Exactly the same thing. So
really?
Let's do that. So some
Never got that problem.
Really?
A vegetarian.
You occasionally will have the odd single lady that decides
just running.
To take over.
Okay. No, I get what you're saying. She's interrupting couple's intimacy or she thinks she has more rights because she's a single lady.
Yeah. A vegetarian.
A vegetarian
is somebody who gets most of their sexual satisfaction from...
Cunnilingus.
There we go. So you were all pretty close.
That's
most
we
were
woman.
That close. We almost got that.
That's minus the penetration,
though. We were a tongue away, Anastasia. A tongue away from getting
it. It was on the tip
it.
Of my tongue, literally.
On the tip of
that
of
is
your
most
tongue.
Woman.
On Tuesday night, and it's time to put you on the spot this morning.
Great. Yes,
go
let's
for
put,
it.
Just do it.
Tuesday night, we are doing a most beautiful sensual experience, one of my absolute all time favorites. Water flow massage.
Oh, I'm coming.
There we go. There we go.
I'm
that was easy. Thank you. So information on eroslife.co.za. It is one of the most beautiful experiences, and you guys are joining us.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So anybody that would like to join me at the water massage, please hit me up on Lisa the Lesbian. Send photos.
Oh, you had to turn. You little slut, you.
I like it.
You put me on the spot. What
I like it.
The photos. I want to discuss about that. Why do you need photos?
Okay.
Because I'm a visual person.
Okay.
You're a vegetarian.
Next week, a world first. Next week, we are doing an O show, orgasms. Big orgasms, little orgasms, small orgasms, massive orgasms,
live
spot orgasms, clitoral orgasms. Can men have different types of orgasm? All about orgasms. And I think for the first time in the world ever, a live expanded orgasm.
Which means you're literally
going
to have a model. We're going to call her anonymous.
10 minutes.
And she's going to be conscious. Like she can speak.
Yeah,
she can see what she's
got.
Mind.
I hope
we're
she's conscious.
No, but you know, woman.
Sometimes the dead ones are so much easier.
You know, Lisa, maybe when you
really
fuck somebody. I don't know about you, but conscious to discuss what she's going through in a conscious sexuality experience.
She might not be able to speak, but she's going to be conscious.
And afterwards, she'll talk about what the experience was. We're not going to go too deeply into it, just about 10 minutes.
Why?
But I think it's the first time in the world this has ever been done.
Hmm.
I thought we always go deep.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to.
So, please
try. Not always the, about that.
And that's the difference between expanded orgasm and an orgasm.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about what it is, and then it'll be really awesome. Guys, this has been so cool. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Well,
it is.
We're going to pop on our podcast page an interesting article that says that most women are bisexual. Mm. That I find a little bit
difficult.
That
article is horribly problematic.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Because arousal and orientation, and we've discussed the same thing, are completely different.
Yeah. Listen, so my official opinion as a lesbian is all women are like spaghetti. They're only straight unless they're hot and wet. Okay.
High five to you. I completely agree.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's another side to that coin. Because the other side to that coin is men.
I would agree there too.
And their experience. That's it. And that's its own whole other discussion.
Yeah. Can I give my 5 cents there?
As long as you do it in 5 seconds.
I'm totally straight, okay? But I believe that every guy is bi, but his male ego gets in the way.
There we go.
Thank you.
I'm there with you. Absolutely. That is fantastic.
High five to that. You know how many men argue with me about that fact?
I'm about to cut
if your
microphone.
If they're in touch with the female, side, then yeah.
There we go. We are
next
done.
Next is Casper and the team. We wish you all so much pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend. Sorry. The Orgasm Show next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.